Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Yeah, I'm calling about the loan ad I received in the mail.
Okay, perfect. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2311.
Okay.
3701.
Mm-hmm.
0013.
Okay.
9316.
9316. All right. Let's see what I got here. I have Moving Entertainment, Inc.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking to right now?
Brian.
Okay, and then just in case we get disconnected, is this number right here that you're calling from ending in 9662 the best number to reach you back at?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How's your day going so far?
All right.
Yeah? Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I'll answer any questions you might have. Is Moving Entertainment also your DBA name?
No.
Oh, what's your DBA name?
Hometown Pizzeria.
Hometown, what was that?
Pizzeria. P-I-Z-Z-E-R-I-A.
Okay. Okay, and then I you have your building address as 713 Rice Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And how long have you guys been in business for?
12 years.
12 years, okay, since 2004. Oh, I can't believe that's 12 years ago already. It's crazy. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I will point you in the right direction.
Well, what I would love to do is get everything consolidated into one.
Okay.
You know, but if that's out of reach, then I have some equipment I need to purchase.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So some consolidation and some equipment.
Well, okay. Depends upon what we're able to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. We have both programs: cash and equipment financing. So let's just let me talk about the consolidation part of it. How much is the consolidation, and how many loans is that?
I'd like to get $50,000, and we're talking about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months.
6 to 7 months?
Loans.
Oh, 6 to 7 loans, okay.
Is that what you, isn't that what you said you needed?
Yeah.
How many loans is that?
Yeah. Okay, and do you remember on top of your head who these are with, any of the terms you have on them?
Well, the biggest one's PNC Bank.
Mm. Is that like a business loan or the equipment financing loan?
What?
Is this like a line of credit loan with PNC Bank, or is it like your equipment financing that you have with them?
Why, are you looking at what I got with them?
Yeah, just wondering.
Yeah, all right. I don't even remember what it was for. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I'll just need, at the end of everything, I'll just need the loan documents if you have it later on. Okay, so $50K for consolidation. And are some of these like working capital loans that you have out, or are they all with the bank?
Mostly bank.
Okay. Are they, okay. And they're not only just with PNC Bank, they're with like other banks that you work
yes.
with. Okay. All right. Do you know who they are? That's okay. If you don't remember on top of your head, we'll circle back and get that later on.
I mean, I should, okay. but it's not coming to me. I think one's USSA. I think. I don't know. I think one's USSA. or USAA or something like that. The other one is Advana. Advana is the other one. Those are the big ones.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and then on top of the 50K for consolidation, do you need any other capital on top of that?
I mean, are you talking about the equipment now?
Cash. Other cash or capital loans. Equipment is a separate thing. I know you need the 50 to consolidate, but did you want anything on top of that for, I don't know, cash flow, inventory, anything like that?
No, because if you throw another 10 grand on it, then I could get my cooler and my freezer.
Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty. Okay. So for your equipment needs, what would you like to bring on?
Well, I need a new cooler, I need a new freezer, and I need a new vane for my pizza and sub cables.
Okay. And did you already have a vendor you're looking to buy this from?
Do I have what?
Do you have a vendor you're looking to buy these couple pieces of equipment from?
I've been looking around, yeah, but I just I don't know if I have the money before I do anything official.
Right, of course. Do you have an estimated cost for each one of these?
About 10,000, yeah.
Together?
Broken down, one's 4,000, one's 3,000, and then about 2,000 for the cooler and the freezer.
Okay, sounds good. So get a ballpark about 10K. Nice. Okay. And are you replacing the ones you have now, or are these all like add-ons?
Nope.
Replacing. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, and tell me a little bit about your business. Are you guys like a pizzeria restaurant type of thing?
That's what a pizzeria is, yep.
Oh, okay, nice. Do you only have one location? Oh, I don't know, maybe you guys do, delivery and stuff like that, you know.
Well, yeah, that's part of pizza, delivery and pickup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. And just have one location. So what do you do right now while it's all like, are your coolers and freezer broken, or is just kind of like not working as good?
They are too old and not working up to snuff, yes.
Oh, geez. Is that putting any strain on your business right now?
Well,
like,
yeah,
your day-to-day?
Product, it puts a lot of strain on the business.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Product, it's not, oh, yeah.
So you need this like ASAP then?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I think it was like 155,000.
150, you said?
Yeah, 150, 155, something like that.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And what percent of your sales do you think comes from your credit cards?
Almost 50.
50, okay. Okay. Right, sounds good. Just writing some notes here. Credit cards. All right, and then with your current bank right now, do you have any like lines of credit with them, or do you only just have those loans?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and then how would you rate your credit? Was it good, 700 plus, bad, 500-ish, somewhere in the middle?
Around 600.
600? Okay, so somewhere in the middle. Okay. It's about maybe national average or a little low. 600. Okay. And how do you, you know, try to get financing anywhere else already? Or are you shopping around?
Yeah, I don't know, I just started today because nobody would ever look at me before.
Yeah.
You know, if I get these dang banks off my back, then my credit will go up because
Yeah, once you consolidate, when you pay a whole bunch at one time, your credit score jumps up a lot. Even if it's just like one of the loans, you know, not all of them, but you know, if it's just one of them, you would still make it jump way higher.
Yeah, I know.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. So, based on your annual, is your annual sales any higher this year, or is it about the same as last year? 155, 160, something like that.
So far, I'm averaging a little bit higher. I might hit like 175 this year.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Okay. So, based on your annual sales of let's just say 175, to give you the higher end of it, let me just do a quick calculation here. I can free up about 10% to 15% of it. So based on that, it would be like 17.5 to maybe 26-ish. And that you can use towards the consolidation of the bank loans.
Okay.
I know it's not the 50K, but that's what we can start with, and then you can use that to consolidate a couple of them, and then, you know, maybe halfway through your loan with us, we can give you more money, and you can continue to do the consolidation. Is that okay with you? You know, we can't free up
the
full amount.
Yeah, that would take care of, that'd probably take care of everything but PNC Bank, but,
okay.
I mean, I'm still making payments with them, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And then we can do the equipment as a separate thing, so we won't cut into the 10% to 15% that I could free up. So that's a good thing about it.
Okay.
We have both programs, equipment and capital, so we don't have to bunch everything up like some of the other competitors out there.
Okay.
We do two separate things. Move one application too, actually. Okay. Cool. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application over to you. It's just the one-page application. I need 6 months of most recent bank statement, 4 months of most recent merchant, the credit card processing, and tax return.
And tax what?
Tax return. Most recent tax return. Do you have 2015s yet? Or?
Right. No, I don't. It is 16. I have 15.
Yeah, 15, okay, that's good. Okay. You'd be surprised how many people out there don't have 15s yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
All right, now, back up. There's three things that I need. I got 2015 taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I'll write in the email, too, so you don't have to remember. It's a bank statement and merchant statement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. What's the best email for me to get this over to you?
Hometown, HometownPizzeria, PIZZERIA, Girard, GIRARD, @gmail.com.
Okay. Can you spell the word after pizzeria again, slowly?
Girard, GIRARD.
ARD, okay. GIRARD.
Correct.
@gmail.com.
Correct.
Cool. All right, so I'll go ahead and send this over to you in the next few minutes. And do you know when you might be able to get these back to me?
Well, I'll try to get them filled out and get them right back to you.
Okay.
I can probably fax them back, right?
Yeah, you can fax it, whichever one is easier for you.
I mean, I can't just fill them out online and send them to you, can I? I don't know how it works. I'm not.
Okay. So for the application itself, you would have to print it out and then handwrite it,
right.
Just because we need the signature. That you could either fax it, or if you have a scan, you scan it back and send it back to me that way.
I don't have that.
Okay. Yeah. So if you just fax it, then I'll include my fax number for you. The bank statement, if you have online banking, you can actually just download it that way, and they could just attach it to the email. and they could just send it back to me that way. Or you can fax if you have it in paper and you don't have the online banking access. And then merchant statement, same thing. You can either download it online on your account. Every account is a little bit different. Or if you have it on paper, then you could just fax it over back to me. And tax return, same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So whichever, you know, if you have access to online, that's probably the easiest way. But if some people, they don't have access to it, then you can just fax whatever you have to me.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Any questions you have right now that I might be able to answer you?
I suppose the interest rate and whatnot, it all depends on what you find, right?
Exactly, yeah. My main focus for you right now is just getting the approval for both programs for you, and then we can, you know, go into the details
okay.
of the interest rate and programs.
And then the payback, is it monthly,
mm-hmm.
weekly, or daily?
For equipment, we have monthly. For capital, it was daily, weekly, or monthly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
I'll get that right back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, sounds good. I will send
all
this right now, and then I'll look out for it, and then if I don't get anything by tomorrow or end of day or whatever, I'll just touch base with you and see where we're at.
Okay, and when you do get it all back, how long does it take for you to get back to me?
About 24, 48 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, no problem. Thanks, Brian.
Bye.
Bye.